The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everybody today to our service of Holy Communion. And today in our service, we're going to be thinking a little bit together about using our gifts or our talents for God. That's the theme of our service today as we come together to celebrate Holy Communion. And as is customary when we celebrate Holy Communion at the present time, we receive Holy Communion just in one kind through bread, and Holy Communion will be brought to you in your seat at that point in the service. A few notices for the week that is to come. The Select Vestry are meeting on Tuesday evening at 6:30 over Zoom, and on Wednesday evening our Alpha course is drawing to a close. In the next couple of weeks, it meets on Wednesday evening. And then on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, the parish prayer meeting takes place over Zoom at 7 o'clock next Thursday. Next Sunday, our services are morning prayer and evening prayer at 11 and 7. And a reminder that during the present time, we're not permitted to sing, but the choir will be leading us from their social distance in our worship this morning, and we're glad to have them with us today. As we begin our service, we're going to turn our thoughts heavenwards as the choir lead us in the singing of the hymn Angel Voices Ever Singing, and the words will appear above you. Our service today, the service of Holy Communion, and we pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the choir are now going to lead us in response to God's forgiveness in the canticle Gloria, Gloria.
Thank you.
our special collect prayer for today, the second Sunday before Advent. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son was revealed to destroy the works of the devil and to make us the children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that we, having this hope, may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. If you'd like to be seated. St. Paul to the Thessalonians in the fifth chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Here ends our epistle reading. Hear the words of the Gospel of our Saviour Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew in the 25th chapter, beginning to read at the 14th verse.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of these servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I've gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid. and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who had the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe in one God.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
And now the choir are going to lead us in the singing of the hymn, Jesus, Thou Joy of Loving Hearts.
Thank you.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Hearing this morning's gospel reading brought to mind my first experience of babysitting. And I suppose that's maybe a strange image to come to my mind, but I was the youngest in my family. A lot of people are maybe used to looking after younger brothers and sisters, but I suppose I came to babysitting pretty late in life. And so it was at the age of 21, I found myself volunteering to help two couples who went to the church I went to, who wanted a night out at the cinema. And the plan was that I would get the bus up after work, and the children would all be asleep when I arrived. There were three children from one family, and then the other family had a little boy of, he was about 1.5. And the second family, his parents gave me a video cassette to put on. That shows how long ago it was. So for those who are tuning in, video cassettes, pre-Netflix, pre-streaming TV, this was a long time ago. And the parents reassured me that whenever I put this video on, their little boy would immediately fall back to sleep after a few moments after watching Barney the Dinosaur. And I suppose when I think back on that experience, it all went swimmingly well for about the first 20 minutes. And I had eased myself back into an armchair with a cup of coffee and my book. And then after about 20 minutes, I heard a noise. And the one-year-old had woken up. And he paddled in, expecting to find his mummy. "Mama," he said, as I told him that she was gone out for a little bit. "Dada," he said, hopefully. "Well, he's gone too," I said. And then the reality of what I had just said obviously connected with his little soul. And he ran and he hurled himself at the hall door, howling and crying. And I thought, well, maybe the best thing to do would be to try to distract him from his sadness. So I started pulling funny faces and I pretended to fall over, but the grief and the noise intensified. So eventually I lifted him up, I carried him in, and I put on this magic video, and I waited for Barney to work his magic on this little boy. Well, I waited. And I waited, and I waited. And the howling continued, and continued, and continued. And so eventually I did what any responsible 21-year-old would, and I decided I would go and wake up the 10-year-old girl from the other family from her sleep. And she was a very maternal sort of little girl. She used to look after her little brother and sister. And so I instructed her to see what she could do to stop this little man from crying. So she took him up on the sofa, she sang some songs to him, and eventually the two of them fell asleep. And I threw a duvet over them and I thought, well, I'll just lift them back to bed before all the parents return and everything will look fine. But of course, I fell asleep with Barney doing his stuff on the video. And the next thing I knew, everyone was back. The video was blaring, Barney was on the television, two children were asleep on the sofa rather than in bed, and I had to explain all that had happened. Just as the man in our gospel reading this morning entrusted his property to the servants, these children had all been entrusted to my care, and I had made pretty heavy weather of it. If you've ever been at a service of institution for a new rector, when he comes to a new parish or she comes to a new parish, there's a line in the service where the bishop is speaking to the new rector. And the bishop says, the care of God's people in this place has been entrusted to you and to me. Will you do all in your power to build them up in the life and teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ? And so that gospel reading today tells us that God has entrusted talents and gifts to each one of us. And the purpose is that we use what we have been given to encourage each other and to build up God's church and to serve our community and share the faith with those who have not heard. And as the servants received their talents, if you remember from that gospel reading, we hear how they all received different amounts according to their ability. And we notice that actually no one was left out. And they all got going. The one who'd been given 5 talents put them to work and he gained 5 more. The one who had 2 talents got working and he gained 2 more. But the one who had the 1 talent, well, he just dug a hole in the ground and he buried that talent and he waited for the master's return. And eventually the master did return and all those servants went to settle their accounts with the master. And one of the teachings that we'll be focusing on in the season of Advent in just a couple of weeks' time is that Jesus will return to the earth one day. And we will all, in a similar way, have the opportunity to give an account of what we have done before him. And we learn that the reward for work well done is more work to do. The 2 who had gained more talents were given greater tasks and greater responsibilities because of how well they'd worked and how they had been faithful in small things. And by contrast, that man who had hidden his talent in the ground, he had neglected his opportunity for glorifying God. And one commentator puts it in pretty stark terms when he writes these words, and he says, the baptized Bible despiser, the prayer neglector, the Sabbath breaker, the thoughtless and the pleasure seeker, the money lover, the covetous and the self-indulgent, he said, they are all alike burying the Lord's money in the ground. They have all got light that they did not use, and they might all be better than they are. But he said, the bottom line is they are all daily robbing God. He has lent them much, and they have made him no return. Those are very challenging words in a commentary written on this passage. And they're also perhaps, while they're challenging, they're also timely words as we consider the challenges of the future for the church. And yes, it is a challenging and a very different future because of this global pandemic. But we must not just sit here and do nothing. We can't be content with just a profession of Christianity without practicing it. And we need to not just love and care for one another, but we also need to seek to impact our community for good. And yes, we must use technology and all other resources at our disposal to bring hope and to bring encouragement to a world desperately seeking those things. But I think the key to it all, as this parable reminds us, is being faithful. And very often when we try to break that down, it is about simple things, like reading the Bible to your children and grandchildren. It's about trying to put Jesus' teaching into practice in your daily life, so that your children and grandchildren and nephews and nieces, well, they see that it's important to you. Lots of people are doing incredible things right now in our church. And last week, in the middle of the service of remembrance, I was struck as I was thinking just how many people are involved in the running of these services at the present time. We have our technology teams broadcasting our services beyond the walls. Last Sunday morning, our Sunday school teachers were using Zoom to have remembrance ceremonies with our children. Members of the congregation have been stepping beyond their comfort zones to lead small groups at Alpha over Zoom during this past few months. The vestry have also been functioning over Zoom, making important decisions. People are praying for and phoning each other through these difficult times, and many people phone me to say how much they appreciate what other people in the church are doing for them. People have also been extraordinarily generous with their financial resources, to the point where we hope to be able to distribute in excess of £16,000 to worthy causes, both local and international, in the coming weeks as a church. And the truth is, we have been blessed indeed, with these gifts and these resources in terms of all our people. But we also have a responsibility, I believe, to use these resources well for others and for God. And so the question I'm asking myself as I think about these stewards and how they use the gifts that God had given them, or maybe how they didn't use them, is what are we going to do with the talents that we have been given to shine for God in simple but effective ways to show that He is important in our lives? Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for your church throughout the world, for this diocese and for David, our bishop. And we pray for all churches across the denominations at this time, making plans for services and events for Advent and Christmas. And we pray that all those services and events might engage people and be meaningful in the midst of much anxiety and stress. So we pray today for all our technology. We pray for pastoral and practical care to flourish and to impact the local community and further afield for good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the nations of the world. And we pray today for nations in turmoil and upheaval. We pray for peaceful transitions of power in the United States, and also for the best possible outcome from Brexit talks that are ongoing, and for a smooth and peaceful transition to that new reality in the coming months. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. We continue to pray today for the staff in all our hospitals as they seek to offer help and relief to those affected by COVID-19. We pray for your protection in a dangerous environment. We pray for safety in dealing directly with patients and their families. We pray too today for all businesses currently closed and seeking to reopen, and for staff in times of uncertainty and financial worry. But we want to take just a quiet moment now to pray for those we know who are battling illness or maybe walking through grief or facing challenges of different kinds in their lives. And we bring them to God just in a moment now as we open our hearts to Him. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The choir are now going to lead us in the singing of the hymn, King of Glory, King of Peace.
Thank you.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Saviour Jesus Christ.
As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us to your one new grace, one Christ, our risen Lord.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying,
"Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest."
Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We believe in our one body, for we all share in one bread.
And a reminder that if you do not wish to receive Holy Communion this morning, just make a sign to me as I come to your seat, and we will pass by and go on to the next person. But we invite everybody at this point to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith, with thanksgiving. Gracious Lord, in this holy sacrament you give substance to our hope. Bring us at the last to that pure life for which we long, through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. And we pray together, Almighty God. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Just a reminder before we sing our closing hymn to please remain in your seats until the stewards indicate that you can leave the service this morning. The choir are going to lead us in our closing hymn, He Who Would Valiant Be.